In the GOP presidential campaign, all eyes are now on Florida as voters there prepare for next Tuesday's primary. The candidates are in Florida today ahead of tonight's debate in Tampa. The campaigning there comes after Mitt Romney was soundly trounced by Newt Gingrich Saturday in South Carolina, making Florida that much more important to the three top candidates, Romney, Gingrich, and Rick Santorum, who've now won one contest each. Joining us this morning here in the studio to talk about what's ahead are our political analyst, Democrat Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
It's a great morning to be a Pats fan.
And Republican Todd Domke. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Bob.
Is Florida now a must-win state for Mitt Romney, Todd?
Well, it's a should-win for Romney. He has huge advantages there. He's already spent millions in advertising. He's thought to be way ahead in the absentee ballots already cast. It's not must-win because his campaign is strong financially, organizationally, but his stature would be greatly diminished if he loses Florida. Romney's strength is the argument that he's been more electable, a stronger candidate to beat Obama, but if he can't win Florida after having had a big lead and having lost South Carolina after having a big lead, it really raises questions about his candidacy. The rationale for his candidacy unravels. So Florida might not be must win, but it is he had better win.
Dan Payne.
Well, it's a big state. It's the fourth most populous in the country. It's really three states. There's a northern region, which is very southern. There's a central region, which is like one big suburb, sort of the Orlando, Tampa area. And then there's the southern region, which is the Miami area. To win in Florida, you have to win two of those three. So I'm assuming Gingrich is going to try to run a campaign that appeals to the north and central, and Romney will try to appeal to the South and Central. But what's the real big difference with Florida right now is that it's got 10 media markets, and candidates who have won recently for Senate and for governor have spent, in one case, $50 million, and in the other case, $24 million. Very expensive state.
If he had momentum coming out of his big win in New Hampshire, South Carolina certainly stopped any momentum that Mitt Romney had. So what's he have to do to change the dynamics of this race in Florida?
Well, he's got to learn to clean up his own act. That he has not been able to explain why he withheld his tax returns, something he's going to do now. He hasn't been, any time the campaign turns to anything personal, he has a very hard time dealing with it. He simply doesn't have a message that he can export to every state that he goes to. And one of the prime concerns that he's got is whether or not he can continue to claim that he's a job generator without Bain Capital being used against him like a baseball bat.
Romney has to frame a message of contrast with Gingrich, where he looks good and Gingrich looks bad. That's what Gingrich did to him in South Carolina, when he said this is a choice between a bold Reagan conservative and a timid Massachusetts moderate. Romney's tried to sell the contrast that Gingrich is a creature of Washington, whereas he's been a success in the private sector. But that's why the controversy about Romney's business and his tax returns hurt him, because it made him seem more Wall Street rather than Main Street business. So that leaves Romney with his new contrast message, the idea that Gingrich is erratic, undisciplined, polarizing, whereas he is a stable, sober, and reliable leader. But to make that argument, you have to act like a true leader. And if you can't answer questions in a debate, you don't seem inspiring.
And is that part of Mitt Romney's problem right now, Dan, that that in trying to answer the questions about his taxes, about his holdings in the Cayman Islands, about his business life at Bain Capital, he suddenly doesn't look decisive, doesn't necessarily in the eyes of some voters look presidential?
Yeah, he conveys a sense that he has something to hide. And he doesn't want us to know how he earns or invests or spends his money. But when you run for president, that's what you have to do. You know, Tom Brady doesn't like getting hit by Ray Lewis, but he knows it's part of the job. And Mitt Romney sometimes seems offended that someone would ask him about his personal or business finances.
That's right. Last week, he didn't seem presidential. He seemed more like the millionaire on Gilligan's Island. You know, he was clueless about how to talk to regular people. And in debate, he was outsmarted by the professor, Newt Gingrich. And his ineptitude in debate really has raised questions about the whole Romney operation, that he wasn't prepped on that question of taxes. His campaign seems like a corporation that's good in management but not good in sales. They can't sell the candidate.
Well, another debate coming up tonight. We heard Mitt Romney over the weekend start to go hard on Newt Gingrich. He has been up to this point pretty much ignoring his GOP rivals, focusing on President Obama. But this weekend he started criticizing Newt Gingrich, not necessarily by using his name, but definitely zeroing in on the Gingrich controversies. Is Mitt Romney an effective campaigner when he's going negative?
Not so far, but we will see a more aggressive Mitt Romney in tonight's debate. He's going to take the gloves off. He's going to take the feet out of his mouth. He's going to demand that Gingrich disclose any and all records about his work for Freddie Mac, the congressional investigation when he was Speaker, all that. Romney will echo Rick Santorum in saying that Gingrich was not reliably conservative when he was in Congress. Now, Gingrich had rebuttal for all that in yesterday's talk shows, but Romney will have new one-liners and indignation, so expect to see the kind of Mitt Romney who fired his lawn crew and enjoyed firing them.
Well, I think he's going to have a hard time pinning Gingrich down, because he's been able to slip the noose a couple of times when reporters thought they could nail him. What you are going to hear tonight in the debate is the word Speaker put ahead of Gingrich's name, because they're going to go after, they being Santorum and Romney and Ron Paul, they're going to go after Newt Gingrich's speakership, which was, you know, to put it mildly, mediocre. I mean, he got thrown out of that job by his Republican colleagues, and he hasn't been forced to pay a price for that in this campaign. He might tonight at the debate.
Well, the problem Romney has, though, is changing his persona. If all of a sudden he comes out as the tough guy or whatever, it'll remind people of how Al Gore kept changing his persona from debate to debate. So he's going to unleash the hounds of hell against Newt. But how far he can go, we'll see.
Yeah, I expect that Romney will not be able to get away with simply attacking President Obama. He's going to have to be back and forth with his opponents.
Debate tonight in Tampa. Dan Payne, thanks for coming in this morning.
You're welcome.
Todd Domke, same to you. Thanks.
Good to be with you.